Good morning, Fatim. Chayodam Klaus Amazayan. And we're learning Simon Yud Aleph. So, the Chayodam is talking about a case where the parent has been mafs of the child. What recourse does the child have? Now, Yesh Armim, the Kadam Shefsidu Loi, before the loss has taken place, Yochal Ben Lamonam Shlo Yafsiduhu, Avo Pish Yesh Lehem B'mal Shalit. The child can say that I do not can find some way to try and stop the parents, not to cause him a loss, not to cause the child a loss. Could talk about a case of whether the child is getting a loss on the parents. Even though the parents have what to pay with, so we should say arguably you can't intervene and stop the parents from doing this action. And if you have a tiny amount of money, go to Bezdin. The parents have resources and will have what to pay with. Suppose a case where the parents wouldn't have resources. So if you don't stop the child, if you don't stop the parent from being damaging, the child has no recourse because the parents don't have the money to pay afterwards. But even in a case of parents have the money to pay afterwards, once it's done, it's done. You can stop, the child can stop the parents. Kneshul Yitrich Litrich will make him maybe dinner with the Yonim, or that he shouldn't have to go through the process of going to din and the Yonim, etc. The Kamakam, Achar Shakar Hivsidoloi Osalach Limam. But once it's already happened, there's no heter to in any way indicate something which is inappropriate and was took place, and the parents will be embarrassed. That's also the Ma'ida Havi Havi because it's already behind you. V'Main Lehem B'Mal Shalim. Okay, so this opinion holds. So far, all we've said is that they can't embarrass the parent, and they can take him to Bezin afterwards. What about Bezin beforehand in order to prevent the whole Maisim taking place? So some say that in that situation, the child can stop it. Now, even if the parents have what to pay with, now, it sounds like that this is one opinion. The other opinion holds no, that the child has no right to even intervene to stop the parents. All they can do is after the Maiso, they can take the parent to Bezin. They have no power to stop the parent, to reach in and stop the parent. The second Yesh Armim says, "V'mein lehem al shalom." Not Yesh Armim, sorry, but a scenario where the parents do not have what to pay with, so the child has a big problem. If he doesn't stop the parents, he's going to have a big loss. Everybody agrees that the child can intervene to stop the parents. Not rely on money afterwards because there ain't no money afterwards. So they can, in that situation, they have a right to stop the parents from doing it. But according to this opinion, if that's not the case, the parents have what to pay with, even though it's going to be a whole headache, the child has no power to stop the parents from what they're doing. So if they don't have what to pay with, so then for sure the child is allowed to stop the parents. It sounds like if they have what to pay with, that's debatable. So maybe you can't stop them. You have a right to get reimbursed afterwards, but you can't stop them. So that's what he seems to be grappling with. So he's saying, no. That if the parents don't know what to pay, so that's clearly a loss in front of you, so that you can stop them. In case the parents don't know what to pay, it's debatable. Now, why does he say this? So we'll see in the next siman that this is interesting halacha regards to who pays for this mitzvah. We would have argued it's a mitzvah on the child, and therefore the child should pay for it. We'll see that that's not exactly the correct understanding. We'll talk about that more, Bezras Hashem, when we get the Simon Yud Beis. And meanwhile, have a good day.